At Delft University of Technology, we're talking to Rudy Westerveld, who did some research and looked into rural communications. While the whole world is rapidly implementing cellular phone systems, mobile systems, satellite systems, developing countries, do they profit from these developments? Yes or no, Rudy?
Well, the idea is that they should profit a lot, and they can benefit a lot of all these new systems, but I think the pitfalls are in the practical implementation of these systems in these countries. Very often you hear people from big consortia talk about the use of Iridium, Global Star type of systems that have a large capacity which is not used over developing countries and could be used for access networks for people in developing countries where you don't have another network. But then I always say, well, you can provide the first 30,000 miles to these people, but who is providing the last mile to the people? And who is taking care of providing the batteries to for the power supply of the systems?